J'ai la chance de rencontrer Ai Weiwei, qui est aujourd'hui à l'hôtel Alpha Palmier à Lausanne. Ni hao, Ai Weiwei.
Ni hao.
In English now, my Chinese is not very good. You are very well known around the world as a performer, architect, sculptor, blogger, but you've decided to show through a very important documentary the actual situation of refugees around the world. Why choosing filming, please?
Two reasons. Filming as a media can really have a clear view or as evidence to record what's happening. Because what's happening are so broad and so massive in the world. Global condition. So for me, I wanted to study the situation because I'm quite ignorant about what is happening, and I'm very disappointed about my knowledge. So I want to learn, but at the same time, I want to record that journey, so which is very, very common. But at the same time, the film also can reach broader audience because for its realistic presentation as documentary, and for the freshness of the cinema, clarity about what visually we see the people, the tragic moment, the humans behaving, and I can interview to see the attitude or towards this very special group of human beings.
In the medias, internet, TV news, we see every day some short information about the refugee crisis, but if I may say, your movie is different because it gives the speech. They can be interviewed and talk about the situation.
The movie are very different from the news because news are a few seconds, a few minutes, only shows extreme situation without background, without connections of the knowledge of what happened in history, how it connects to, you know, how the things happening in Syria would connect to the things happens in Africa and Myanmar. You know, this is, the news doesn't do that. So I want to find a way to build some kind of connections, understanding of human flow, which has been existing since human are there, thousands of years. Or even longer, and it happens today is a part of it, and in the future it still will be. It's like water, it flows. You know, it's like a cloud, a wind, it flows. It's part of our human nature, to seeking for a safe ground, seeking a place can prosper for their children, and. You know, and also to receive people from most unthinkable conditions, tragedies. So the film is very good possibility to capture it.
Human flow, your documentary is showing 22 countries. How did you show these countries? Is it linked to political permission, authorization?
Yes, we have been through many locations, but at the same time, we all understand many locations are forbidden for us to even to approach, such as Syria. You know, we try to smuggle ourselves in, or you know, many temptations all failed. You know, I'm not afraid of danger, but still, you're very concerned about your team. About you know how you can really succeed to get all those footage out. So there's many locations we simply cannot really be successful.
Is it the reason why in your movie we are around the world, Gaza, Afghanistan, Mexico, but Africa is a very small part of it? Why?
Africa, we have to visit this very large camp. We show the condition of the camp. And we know that Africa also have very mixed problems. Besides environmental problems, also can be regional wars, and it can be famine, and also population grow very dramatically. It will double in decades, you know. There's nothing there. And education, you know, all those things all connected, and government corruption. So it takes a lot of effort to even just make one film about it. So we cannot cope with situation because we need the film to be come out as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. But of course, we have a lot of regret in many, many cases.
Mm-hmm. You worked with several...
Because Africa deserves our attention. Mm-hmm. You know, it's... By Syria is all our human come mm-hmm. from that land. Mm-hmm. And that land has been totally abused in the history and today, neglected in today.
You worked with several crews. How did you manage to work with all of them around the world?
I work with people from our own studio, which many of them we worked together for a long time, and crews from China, which they are documentary makers, a friend of mine. We also worked together before. And crews from here, introduced, you know, from different nations, Germans, Belgians, you know, Turkeys or Greece, and Italians, and, you know, and from all over, and Iraqs. Because you have to have people first work at the same time, because situation all happened the same time, all locations. Mm. Second, you need a lot of people who already worked in those regions, speak same language. They are Iraqis or Turks or
Kurds,
you know, or camera person are Kurds. So they have been working as war photographer in the very difficult war zone. They speak same language. They know how to react.
Being a refugee is part of your own story. Was it difficult for you to see some situation?
It's not difficult for me because I understand the human nature, you know. It's... The struggle is always there. I never had a fantasy about it. But it's extremely difficult for me to see how Europe responds to the situation. Because we all think Europe is a very privileged, very established, rich, plenty. And, you know, with political, economical superiority. But to react to refugees with indifference, with all kind of policies, trying to push it away, trying to define the problem in the wrong way, and to have no vision and no real real good policy to turn this kind of crisis into a positive mm-hmm. social change and you know, to turn that energy into a healthy mm-hmm. Idea.
Yeah.
So this is so lacking. Then we think about why we are have such a shortage about the understanding of a human condition mm-hmm. and such a shortage about to talk about our future.
Talking about future, we can help new generation to be more conscious. And I think, in my opinion, Your movie should be shown as well. It has been shown in Berlin, in the Mostra recently, where I saw it. It should be shown in the schools.
We have a plan. The participant is our investor, and which is U.S. Investor which concerned and focused on social change. Mm. So we are not only showing theaters, we show to NGOs, we show to UN people, we show to US Congress, we all show in Congress, we all show to the world leaders in every possible, we make an effort. We show in universities, high schools, make people understand. So, this is going to be a film about social change. I'm totally involved. I will go to 20 different cities to promote the film. I will talk to individuals, talk to the press, and to give a talk before or after the premiere. So people will spread the words. You have to always have a trust on the humanity. You always trust. If it touches you, it touches another person. You have no difference from the others.
But humanity can be both sides, as we see in your documentary. When we reach the Hungarian border, there is both sides.
Yeah. It's always both sides. If it's not both sides, we don't need to make effort. We don't need to fight. Freedom, or democracy, or humanity, always need each generation to define it and to protect it. There's no way, we have to give the fight to protect it.
As you say in your documentary, your statement is, if humanity doesn't react now, humanity must face a bigger crisis.
I think the humanity will be challenged. We have been living in dark period, human. A lot of tragedies happened. Mm-hmm. Today, if you look at it, we said it's shameful. Nobody prevented it happen. Mm-hmm. It's shameful. We don't act earlier. So we don't want this kind of thing happening next generation. We don't want our son or daughters to face the same kind of frustration and danger as we face it. So we better act. There's no other way, no other choice.
After filming through these 22 countries, are you still in touch with some people you met or interviewed?
Yes, we have people I first interviewed still working in our studio as an Afghanistan refugee. He is worried to be pushed out, but he's still working in as a translator. And many people we keep in touch, but it's so bad, you cannot help them because it will take government to help to make actions. Mm-hmm. But you can push and influence the government. So that's what we do, to do our best, to use art to influence individual and to generate some kind of public opinion. Then maybe one moment we can have our voice, then those people can be better treated.
If I may ask you, remember a documentary of Al Gore about climate change 10 years ago?
Same company.
Yeah.
Doing our film and doing participant. And I met Al Gore in United States and that's an individual. Mm-hmm. Even he was president, but he devoted his life to alarm people about our problems. And I very much respect his effort.
But he did, he was not listened 10 years ago. Do you feel not to be listened by people? Because, nowadays...
It's getting worse and worse. Mm. It's true. It's such a... But he made a second film now. And
it's not the first time you're working on a refugee crisis.
Yeah, but... You know, human are short-sighted, selfish, and human always learn from mistakes. So hopefully the mistake is not too big or too late.
Sure, sure. Hi, Wei Wei.
Yeah. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Nice. If I may ask you.
We do a selfie together.
Yeah, because it's my birthday today.
Really?